Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Yeah, you know what? I think it is that because I'm familiar with my singleness, it's comfortable and familiar, and it's the safest place for me to stay.
Are you ready to talk to me? My name is Deborah Falada, and I'm a licensed professional counselor, national speaker, and author. Through my blog, books, and podcast, I have the privilege of helping millions of people get healthy mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and relationally. The purpose of this podcast is to have on-air, authentic, counseling-style sessions where we talk about how people are really doing and give my guests and callers an opportunity to talk to me as a licensed professional counselor. Each of these episodes is meant to show you that we are all on the journey of healing. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and relationally together. None of us are immune to the challenges and struggles of life, but we don't have to walk this path alone. I'm so proud and honored to be having these conversations with men and women who are courageously paving the way for open and honest conversations about their personal journey of healing. So if you're ready, let's talk. Today on the podcast, I have Katie from Ottawa, Canada, joining us. Katie, it's good to have you.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So what is it that you want to talk to me about today?
Okay, so my question is about finding a healthy balance between telling our feelings where to go versus acknowledging and validating our feelings and not burying them. I know for myself, I often have this tug of war between my emotional thoughts and my rational thinking. And I was just wanting your help in navigating those opposing perspectives in a healthy way.
Yeah, that's a really good question, because you can hear two different stories, right? On one hand, we talk about how important feelings are and how they're a signal and the revealing of certain things. On the other hand, you've heard me say that feelings can't always be trusted, in the sense that feelings are real, but they're not always telling us the truth.
Yeah.
So what's the balance there? Let me ask you this. Do you have any times in your life where you had a feeling and you weren't quite sure if you should believe it or follow it, or should you ignore it? Like, do you have anything specific that comes to mind of a time when you kind of struggled to know?
I feel like this question applies to a lot of different situations. I think when the question popped into my mind, it was in relation to a relationship that I was considering entering into. And so, I think more specifically then, it was acknowledging that this person that I was interested in dating is a good person and has a good heart. And there was a lot of good in that, in the potential of that relationship, but also there may have been some compatibility issues. And because I have been single for so long, I've had other people speak to me and say that I'm too picky, or I'm not giving guys a fair chance. And so I was really battling in my mind whether what other people are saying is true about me or whether my instincts are correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And I think that's something that so many people struggle with. Yeah. There's so many different inputs, people telling us different things, different ideas, different thoughts, interpreting things for us.
and it can be hard to navigate. So what did you end up doing in that particular situation? I'm curious.
Well, because I had been single for so long, I decided to take other people's advice. And I realized after a few months that it really just wasn't working for me. And so my instincts were correct initially.
Yeah.
So
I think that's a really good example, because sometimes what it takes is time to figure out what is going on. So feelings are always revealing something. The question is, what is that thing that they're revealing, right? So I put it this way. Feelings are a signal. They're always a signal of something. Mm-hmm. So let's say you're in a relationship. You start dating somebody. Let's say you go on a few dates and you're starting to have a lot of anxiety. Anxiety through the roof. It's like, I'm feeling so anxious about this. Well, that feeling is legitimate. But the question is, what is that feeling telling you? What is that signal telling you? And I think our issue often is a misinterpretation of what the feeling is telling us. So it's not the feeling that's wrong or bad. It's our interpretation of what that feeling is telling us that can be skewed. So anxiety on a date can mean a couple things. Number one, it could mean that you're sensing some things in this relationship that are not a good match for you. And you're feeling the pressure like, oh, I don't think this is a good match. I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling concern. And it's all kind of bubbling up and I'm not feeling joyful. I'm not feeling peaceful. I'm not enjoying this process. I don't really want to go. So your feeling of anxiety could be that there is something off in the relationship, right? That could be one sign of anxiety in a relationship. Let's do situation number two, where you're on a date and you're feeling a lot of anxiety. But this time, the anxiety could be telling you something different. Maybe you're feeling anxious and you're like, I don't know. Is he even going to like me? I don't know. I'm not sure if he's going to like me. I don't even know if I'm good enough for this person. I don't know if I look good enough. I don't know my body. I don't like my hair. So in scenario number two, the anxiety could be signaling fears in you. Maybe you're thinking, what if he rejects me? What if he doesn't like me? What if I end up abandoned and hurt like the last five dates I went on? And so your body is signaling danger, danger, anxiety, anxiety, because of something inside of you. There's fear inside of you. There's issues from the things that you have experienced, past rejection, and starting to come back up, right? Mm-hmm. So both cases are anxiety, but in situation A, it's anxiety because the relationship isn't a good match. In situation B, it's anxiety because you have fears from the past and you don't want them to repeat. Mm-hmm. So what's interesting is that in both cases, the anxiety is signaling something. But in the first case, it's signaling, hey, be cautious. In the second case, it's signaling, hey, you need to heal something. There's something going on in here and you need to heal it or you're never going to be able to go on dates, right? Yeah. So in our mind, we think, well, the anxiety in the first scenario is accurate, but the anxiety in the second scenario isn't accurate. But really, they're both accurate. They're just signaling different things, right? And the second scenario is what we would call a false alarm. It's signaling anxiety. It's telling you you're not safe, but really it's a false alarm because there's no fire, there's no danger, but it's still signaling, which means you need to address the fact that this alarm is going off. Why is this alarm going off? It's going off because there's something in me that needs to be addressed and paid attention to and healed. I need to work on something.
Is there something in your life you want to change? I sure hope so, because healthy people are always on the trajectory of learning and growing and healing. Maybe it's your negative thinking that's keeping you stuck. Maybe you find your emotions are overwhelming you with fear and hopelessness.
shame, anxiety, or depression. Maybe you're struggling in your relationship with God. Maybe you're stuck in a pattern of unhealthy relationships. Maybe it's behaviors that are sabotaging your life, like an addiction or unhealthy habits. It could be your attitude, your mindset, or your perspective on life that needs to shift. Whatever it is, in order for change to happen, it has to start from the inside out. Taking the best of psychology and pairing it with God's word, my book Reset is all about getting healthy from the inside out. It's a book of 31 mindset shifts and sustainable practices that will guide you into the process of healing by giving you practical steps that will transform your life with change that lasts. No matter how many times you failed before, I want to help you do it differently this time. So grab a copy of Reset today and get ready to reset your life from the inside out. Check out DeborahFileta.com/reset or grab your copy anywhere books are sold.
And so I think if you go into it with that mentality that my emotions are always telling me something and I have to figure out what it is they're telling me, you won't go wrong.
Right.
Because whether or not it's a real alarm and there's a real fire, or whether there's no fire but the alarm is going off, you still have to address the alarm and figure out, is the alarm broken and it's falsely firing in situations that it shouldn't be? Or is there something going on here that I actually need to address and make sure I keep myself safe? Is there a real fire? Or is the alarm just broken and I have to address the alarm? In either case, you have to respond to the emotion, right, and not just ignore it and pretend it's not happening. So let's say you're on a date and you're starting to feel all those feelings of fear again. Oh no, I don't know if this is the right fit. I don't know if this is a good match for me. But as you get to know this person, you realize, you know what? He's a really good guy. And we seem to have a lot in common. And we are headed towards the same goals in life. And we have great personality chemistry. We're getting along really well. And then all of a sudden, those feelings come back. Danger, danger, danger. Well, that doesn't mean that the situation is dangerous. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't move forward in the relationship. Maybe that means you have to take some time and address your fears of rejection and abandonment and all of those things that might be coming up in you. So you see how in either case, the feeling needs to be addressed. It just is, it looks really different from one scenario to the next.
Yeah. I think in my case, the aspect of me that still needs healing is that I run from conflict. I fear being in a situation where there's conflict. And I think that has really held me back from relationships in the past. And so when I was considering dating this guy, I thought about that and wanted to push those fears of conflict away. And kind of ignored the other side of it where, you know, it's just not the right relationship in this instance. But
yeah. So here's the thing. In your case, there were two things to address.
Yeah.
Because you didn't know for sure that it wasn't the right relationship without having had a date, right?
Exactly.
You can't always just guess. So the first hurdle was silencing the fears, realizing, okay, these are false alarms because I'm afraid of conflict and I don't want to have to tell him, I'm sorry, this isn't a good fit. So I'd rather not go. You had to silence that part of you to overcome the first hurdle and just go on the date. But then the next part of you, when you did find out it wasn't a good match and those anxieties came up again, it was like, okay, now I have to deal with part two, which is I have to face my fear of confrontation and conflict and actually tell this person, this isn't the right fit for me. And that's hard for you.
Yeah. After that relationship ended, I almost like validated my feeling of wanting to run.
Right.
So,
because you told yourself, see, I knew from the beginning I shouldn't have even gone on this date. But really, it was actually a step in the right direction of you facing your fear and allowing yourself to see for yourself, to assess the facts. You have to remember, Katie, that dating is a season of investigation. It's not a season of intimacy. It's a season of investigation. And so if you're going into a date with the goal of investigating and try to figure out this person, get some questions answered, figure out what they're all about, then there's no commitment because you're not committing to intimacy. You're just committing to investigating. And that feels very different than intimacy. Mm-hmm. And so even your mentality needs to shift so that you're not going into these dates with this high level fear of conflict and confrontation, because you're not really confronting anything. You're just addressing the fact that you've gathered some data and it's not the best match. And it was really great getting to know you. And thank you so much for your time and so long. Why do you think conflict and confrontation is such a big deal to you? Why is that so difficult for you specifically?
I think because there was a lot of it in my home growing up, specifically with my mom. And so, yeah, it was this power dynamic where I was always, I don't know, pushed down. So I just kind of ran and buried that. And I don't know.
Yeah. Do you feel that the message that you got was that anytime there's a disagreement or conflict or things don't work out, someone has to get pushed down?
I don't find that in friendships or other areas, but I did find that with my mom.
So do you think that part of your fear of conflict is not wanting to inflict that on someone else?
No, I feel that the fear is not wanting to experience it again for myself.
That maybe someone will have to inflict that upon you.
Yeah.
So you trust yourself that you're not going to hurt somebody in that way.
Yeah.
But you don't trust that somebody's not going to hurt you in that way.
Yeah.
So what is your biggest fear when you're on a date, that they're going to hurt you in the end?
I don't know. I don't think so. It's just the feeling in general that I just don't want to experience. I feel that I've done enough work on my mental health that I can overcome that. But to put myself in that situation to begin with is just not something I want to do. Does that make sense?
Well, what's the situation? The situation being that somebody could potentially hurt me?
I guess so. Yeah, I guess. You know what? I think it is that because I'm familiar with my singleness, it's comfortable and familiar, and it's the safest place for me to stay.
People are always asking me, where do I find a good counselor? At the Deborah Falada Counselors Network, we want to help you navigate through any difficult season you might be facing. We want to help you find relief from the pain and stress of the present and healing from the wounds of the past in order to find freedom, joy, and peace in the life you're living today. Our team of trained, licensed professional counselors will walk by your side and give you the tools you need to face any personal or relational issue you might be up against today. With an integrative approach, we'll guide you with truths from God's Word paired with the best of modern counseling and psychology to help you get unstuck and live freely. There's no better time for healing than today. Book a session with one of our counselors at deborahfalada.com/counseling and get started on your journey of healing from the inside out.
when there's nobody else in the picture, you don't have to really worry about how somebody else is going to handle your heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like safer that way.
I don't have to worry about getting hurt or feeling stressed or, yeah.
But on the flip side, you also miss the opportunity to encourage and edify and be encouraged and edified. Thessalonians says that we are to encourage and edify one another. And I love that verse, and I think we should apply it to the way we date. Like, if I'm really just there to learn about you, investigate, to encourage and edify you and give you the opportunity to encourage and edify me as my brother in Christ, then no matter how this turns out, we're going to win.
Yeah.
Because we've had the opportunity to encourage each other.
Yeah. It's interesting that you say that, because after that relationship ended, that's when I really decided that I needed to dig in and work on myself. And that's actually when I discovered your podcast and just kind of dove in and realized, you know, there's a lot that I gained from that relationship, even though it didn't work out. And I learned a ton, and I realized things about myself that I didn't know before. And it was overall a beneficial experience.
I love that. I think that's such a great perspective and begins to rewrite the narrative. Yeah. The more information you bring in, the more different your emotions are going to respond and react, because they have new data. Mm-hmm. So whereas before your body might say danger, danger, conflict, confrontation, with this new data, now your body might say, well, it actually wasn't that dangerous last time, because I ended up learning and growing and becoming a better version of me. And with that new data, that false alarm that we talked about earlier starts to get a little bit less loud with each interaction. It's like, mm-hmm. wait a second. Maybe that's actually my childhood fears, not my present day fears. Yeah. And the last experience was better. And we start to rewrite the template of what our body reacts to and doesn't react to. And so the healthier we get, the less we hear those false alarms. And that's the beauty of the work of psychological, emotional, relational healing. That's the beauty of the work of going back to silence some of those alarms that are coming from things from our childhood and rewriting the narrative, giving our body new data so that it responds more appropriately to what we're experiencing in the present. And every time we get those triggers, it's often God saying, hey, this alarm is going off and you need to pay attention to it, because there's some deeper healing that I want to do in this area of your life. So I guess at the end of the day, no matter what the emotion, the answer is pay attention to it, because it's probably telling you something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm proud of you. This is a really great journey. Have you read my book, True Love Dates, yet?
I have, yes.
Wonderful. I think that's a really good one to have in your back pocket during this season, reminding you that as you get healthier, you start to attract healthier, engage with healthier, and recognize much sooner what's not a good match for your life. So keep that in your back pocket. Keep reminding yourself of the process of dating inward first, and then what that looks like to date outward and date upward, and invite God into this process as well. But I think you're doing a really great job of recognizing the real alarms from the false alarms, and ultimately paying attention to the signals that God brings your way, and then responding to each one as they come.
Yeah.
Good luck on this dating journey. You're going to have to keep me posted.
So nothing new to report so far.
Well, here's to a great year of dating in 2024.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Deborah. Thank you, Katie. It was so nice to meet you.
You too.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast and giving me your time today. If you're enjoying what we're doing here, leave us a 5-star rating and review and help us get the podcast out to others. If you want to go deeper with getting healthy and making healthy relationships, go check out some of my books, True Love Dates, Choosing Marriage, Love in Every Season, Are You Really Okay, Married Sex, or my newest book, Reset. You can find more information about all of those, as well as hundreds of articles and courses, as well as the Debra Falada Counselors Network, over at my blog, truelovedates.com, or my website, debrafalada.com. I love connecting with you online, so find me on Facebook or Instagram at Debra Falada. Send me a DM and tell me your story. If you have a question on your mind or a guest suggestion, reach out to me at truelovedates.com/talktome and let me know what's on your mind. I'm Debra Falada, and it was so great being with you today. I can't wait to talk with you again next week. I'll see you then.